Gnarly giant pines tower on the rocky mountain ground, and in the valleys there are old spruces well anchored against the storms. You could think that the wild vastness of Tierverden has always been unpopulated. But people have come here too. In the 17th century, a wave of Finnish immigrants came here, welcomed by the Swedish king. Ground was to be broken and farmed to make the kingdom even richer and more powerful. Coming from the barren lands of Finland, they were used to hard work. Trees were cut, the ground was burned, and rye and turnips were grown in the ashes. And from the small farms, people came into the wild forest to fish, hunt, gather wood and logs, and to farm on burn-beaten ground. And cows and sheep were let out into the forest to graze. In the 17th century, mining began in Tierverden. Blast furnaces were built down by the shores of Lake Vättern. The ore had to be smelted together with charcoal, and the coal came from the Tierverden forests. Farmers cut coaling wood in the winter and drove it to the site of the coal charring pit. In the summer, the pit was built and covered in soil. In the autumn, it was to be lit and guarded, and in the winter, the finished coal was moved to the blast furnace by horse and sled. Coal charring was hard work, and it could be all for nothing if the pit caught on fire. The pit had to be watched every minute around the clock once it had been lit. Therefore, the coaler lived in a simple hut right next to the pit. No wonder that the coaler, weary and exhausted, saw both banshees and gnomes. In the best case, the mythical underground creatures came to his help, waking him up if the pit caught on fire. There are plenty of remains from that time in the national park, remains of charring pits where the ground is still black with coal, and the foundations of old coalers' huts. At the Long Cape in Lake Lilla Treherningham, south of where you're standing right now, there are good examples of charring pit remains. There are also long ditches on a hillside, remains of tar boiling. Lots of wood, rich in tar and resin, was stacked in tar boiling pits, covered in soil and set on fire. The tar then seeped out at the lower end. So, the Tierverden National Park has been man's country too. You are welcome inside the national park. The trail around Lake Treherningen is highly recommended. Or take the most easily walked trail in the park to the charring pit remains at Mälaren near Sudden. Adventure awaits.